Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
The picture is vivid. A little girl stands at the edge of the window in a burning building. It's a second floor, and to the child, the ground seems a long ways down there. But below is a fireman, a big guy, standing there in his yellow garb, big hat, black boots. With outstretched arms, he reaches up to the child and yells, "It's okay to jump, I'll catch you. You'll be okay. Come on, kiddo, jump." The little child's heart is fearful. She doesn't know the fireman, and besides, it is a long ways down. If, however, that child's father were there and said the same thing, most children wouldn't hesitate. Actually, the fireman who is trained as a professional might be more qualified to catch a falling child than the dad. He's done it many times. But that doesn't take away the fear. The little girl knows and trusts her daddy. And that is why, overcoming his fear, a little child will usually jump into the arms of a father without hesitation. This, in a measure, is the quandary that confronts anyone who's serious about his relationship with God. How do you learn to trust Him, overcoming the fear that you might be let down or disappointed in the end? In this present series, I have suggested two steps. First, get to know God through His Son, Jesus Christ. This means go to the source. Find out who He really is. When Paul was confronted with Jesus Christ on the road to Damascus, his first question, and a valid one too, was, "Who are you?" Once you have gone back to your New Testament and have satisfaction with that question, you need to deal with your irrational fears. Will He reject me? Will He expect more of me than I can deliver? Could I possibly be let down in the end? Now we've come to guideline number 3. How do we develop a relationship of trust? Obviously, you don't trust a stranger. Kids today have to learn that no matter how kind or how gentle a stranger may be, you just can't take that risk. This explains why a child would jump for his daddy when he would hesitate for a fireman. When Jesus was here and He called those simple men and women who would in time turn the world upside down for His cause, He asked but one thing. It was that those who heard Him should follow Him. He didn't ask for a long-term commitment, though those who did follow did so generally unto death. He didn't ask for them to become ascetics and give up the pleasures of wealth, though it became apparent that those who did follow Him became willing not only to deny themselves, but to give themselves completely and without reservation to His cause. He just said, "Follow Me." Following someone, of course, demands that the one who leads goes before you, and you simply walk obediently where He has walked. Jesus knew that those who followed Him would get to know Him, and when they really got to know Him, they would love Him, and when they loved Him, they would obey His teaching, and when they did that, their lives would be filled with purpose and direction. Want to develop a relationship with God? Then spend time with His Son. Get to know Him experimentally through prayer. Keep a journal of what you pray for and what God does. As you read the Bible, write down your impressions and what you feel God is saying to you. Getting to know God is not something reserved only for those who leave the real world and become ascetics, but for those who live in our world with a touch of heaven on their lives. That's God's purpose for His children, something that far too few really ever experience.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. If you would like to hear more encouraging devotionals and stories of changed lives around the world, visit guidelines.org. That's also where you can join the Guidelines team in delivering the life-changing message of Jesus. Go to guidelines.org to see how you can impact the world with the hope of the gospel. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for Guidelines for Living.